BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalms 66 verses 8 through 12, tested, refined. Referring to approximately 400 years in Egypt that ended in slavery in Egypt, the author directs the singer to praise the Lord's preservation of Israel as a nation. The people are reminded, they did not slip and fall, verse 9. The Lord uses their suffering to test and refine them. God tests those he anoints. As a blacksmith tests and refines steel, silver, and gold, so God tests his people. He makes them pure. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, and 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. The time of testing is like prison, a heavy burden on our backs, verse 11. Testing is going through fire and water. When testing is over, the Lord God Almighty brings his people to a place of abundance, verse 12. The apostle Jeremiah recorded the Lord Almighty saying, "See, I will refine and test them, for what else can I do because of the sin of my people?" Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 7. The prophet Zechariah wrote, "Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. This third I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God." Zechariah chapter 13, verses 7b and 9. Verse 7 is used in Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, and Mark 14, 27, to refer to the disciples deserting Jesus when he was arrested. Anyone who says that God does not do these things to his people is a liar and a thief. Anyone who is not tested is useless dross. What dross in my soul still needs to be removed.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.